And now I want to bring in the mayor of Patterson. He said, my friends call me Dre. It's Andre Saye on the Fan. Thanks for joining us again, the mayor of Patterson, who has been keeping me in the loop with everything going on at Hinchcliffe Stadium.
Keith, no, thank you for gracing Patterson with your presence today, and you were a part of history.
I know it. I know it. I was tired. I worked last night till 2 a.m., got home around 2:45, went to sleep 3:30, set that alarm for 9:30, showered up, and I'm like, I'm not missing it. I'm driving out there, and I'm glad I did.
Even though you lack some sleep, you still look good on Channel 4. People talking about it.
I was just happy to, you know, my mom watches the news. I was happy to give my mom the heads up that I was going to be on the NBC4 news, and she was able to watch and tell her friends and record it, so that was nice. Shout out to Pat Battle, who I learned is from my area just through bumping into her there, talking to her. She's from Neptune, went to Neptune High School, Neptune Township High School. I went to Ocean Township High School, so we had to talk and do a quick interview. It was great.
And it won't be the last time you get interviewed by Pat Battle.
Looking forward to it. Let me know. Let me know when you need me.
Keith, we actually do need you. I do want to talk a little bit about the museum, and then we'll get to the next project that you and I are going to collaborate on.
Yes, sir.
But we're glad that we have an opportunity to tell the story of Hinchcliffe Stadium and the role that it played in integrating America and in the Civil Rights Revolution. In 2011, my wife and I went to Kansas City. We visited your friend, Bob Kendrick.
Mm-hmm.
And we said to him, look, many people can't come to Missouri up in Jersey. And what if we had a satellite site up in Patterson? He thought it was a good idea because he knew about the history of Hinchcliffe. And here we are 13 years later with our own Negro League Baseball Museum in Patterson for everybody to enjoy, with the special focus on Larry Doby, who was second to none. Even though, like people say, he was second. No, he was the first African-American to integrate the American League.
Right, right. I was talking today about it. I was like, everybody knows Jackie Robinson. They teach you about Jackie Robinson in school. There's so many books and movies. But for that place to be able to highlight Larry Doby and, you know, let people know about his importance and educate people about him. You know, something else that I took from today, how many people from Patterson that were there that said that they grew up in Patterson not knowing where they were, not knowing what went on right there. I'm like,
yeah,
that'll never happen again. That'll never happen again.
No. They don't know about the New York Black Yankees. You were wearing that. You were rocking the shirt today.
Yes, sir.
They don't know about the New York Cubans.
Yep.
And they don't know about, like, the other legends that Oscar Charleston, James Cool Papa Bell, all of those individuals that were featured on those panels played at Hinchcliffe Stadium and ultimately made it into Major League Baseball's Hall of Fame. So it is a field of dreams, like we keep saying. It's a real field of dreams, not some corn stalk in Iowa.
Right, not corn based off a movie, off a real-life event.
That's right.
And we're bringing it to the surface. When I talk to Mr. Bob Kendrick a lot, what I say is that, you know, it's better late than never. And for so long, these stories were kept down. And it doesn't matter that they weren't really, you know, given the light. Now is the time. No time better than now with the internet and what we're able to do. There were so many people out there today taking pictures. I myself took a bunch of pictures, video. You and I got the selfie. Like, this stuff grows legs now faster through the technology.
And you've been a tremendous advocate. You add a lot of value. And I would be remiss if I didn't thank the president of Montclair State University.
Yeah.
Who talks the talk and walk the walk. He is a doppelganger for Keanu Reeves, and that's Dr. Jonathan Coates.
That was the moment.
Yeah, right?
When you said there was a celebrity in the house, obviously we had Whoopi Goldberg out there before I was going on about how Willie Randolph, Tony Pena, Tom Verducci, other people in baseball were out there May 19th of last year. But when you said Keanu Reeves was in the building, everybody kind of froze for a second and then got
a
good
looking
laugh.
For the Matrix. Yes. He's a good man. We really appreciate his leadership.
Yeah, and shout out to Montclair State. The kids that were there from there, I guess, you know, television department, they interviewed me. And then, they gave me a business card. I forget the guy's name. I have his card. I'm going to reach out to him. He's like, you know, would love to have you on campus to speak to our students about your career and how you got to where you are. And I'm like, absolutely.
Yeah, no, Keith, you're an inspiration, Keith. Really, you are.
I'm blessed. I'm blessed to get to do what I'm doing.
And Keith, you and I, we got what I was alluding to earlier, and I got a friend in Patterson, Harry Sierra, who I grew up with. We've always wanted to see a Major League Baseball game played at Hinchcliffe Stadium. You have been banging that drum for a long time.
I have. I think it can happen.
We're going to do it. I'm going to create a committee. I am going to create a committee. I'm going to have Dr. Coppell on it, and we want you on it, too. We're recruiting you, Keith.
I've been talking about this for years now. I've been connected with the Players Alliance, and the Players Alliance is the group of former black baseball players that are trying to push initiatives to get the number of African-American participation up in Major League Baseball. It's dropped down to 6%. I was talking to Tony Page today, who used to be here on WFAN, and he said when he was growing up watching baseball, it was 20%. And I said, yeah, they were all black heroes in baseball, right? Even when I was growing up, the Ken Griffey's, Tony Gwynn's, Barry Bonds, and you can go back further to Willie Mays and Hank Aaron. And I mean, the Players Alliance, they are connected with Rob Manfred and Major League Baseball. We got to get them involved as well, and I have a direct line to them. They brought me to the All-Star Game last year to do interviews and be an advocate for Players Alliance and you know, just black voices and faces in baseball. I know that they would be all about this. I think they will have a presence at the Rickwood Field game down in Alabama, which I heard you speak on. If that can happen and that can get done with the San Francisco Giants and St. Louis Cardinals, why can't we figure out how to have the New York Mets and New York Yankees represent the New York Cubans and New York Black Yankees in Patterson and play one game? It could be an exhibition game. It could be a regular season game. I think we can figure it out.
You know, I prefer a regular season game, and I completely agree with what you're saying. The Mets can be the New York Cubans, and naturally the Yankees can be the New York Black Yankees.
It just takes, you know, people talking about it and figuring it out. I had a young man, shout out to Ben, who listens to my show, and, you know, he's a aspiring sportscaster, and, you know, he always is, like, sending me different topics and things to talk about, hoping that I do that. I'm doing his podcast, and he, I think, went to see the New Jersey Jackals over there, and he's like, Keith, I know you think a Major League Baseball game can happen there, but it's not big enough. They don't have the room for it. They don't have the room for the fans, the parking. He's like, he even told me the dimensions of the baseball field. And I'm like, listen, young man, anything is possible. They can alter it all is. That. They can make a way. I've been talking to the mayor. He will find a way.
We will. Keith, there's no doubt we'll do whatever's necessary to get that game in. And like I stated before, you are spot on. It must be the Mets as the Cubans and the Yankees as the Black Yankees. Now, if it can't be those teams, okay, we might make that concession. But our preference, our strong preference, is those two local teams in Patterson. And, Keith, I like the direction you're going in. We need to recruit more African-Americans to play baseball.
Yeah, it starts young. It starts with having the fields restored. It starts with, you know, having a place for these kids to play. It starts with having equipment, bats and balls and gloves. It starts with Little League organizations and coaches. It starts with getting these young kids interested in playing. Myself, I played growing up, and I kind of grew out of it. And I remember the pressures of other black kids being like, we don't like baseball. We don't play baseball. Yeah. Even my own family being like, nah, what are you doing? I ended up playing football because it was like, you either hoop or you play football. But no, I think it can change. I think representation matters. I know representation matters. And it just takes more guys like Mookie Betts, you know, in Major League Baseball, leading the way. And I think the efforts are happening. I think it's going to trend that way. But it is unfortunate to see, you know, opening day come and there be 6% African-American participation in Major League Baseball. Now, it's diverse. Don't get me wrong. There's been the Latino explosion over the years and even the Japanese influence. But there were so many great black baseball players in the 60s, 70s, 80s. And then it kind of dropped off in the 90s, 2000s, and where we've gotten to now.
You know, Keith, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that Hinchcliffe Stadium and our new Civil Rights Museum, it's a Civil Rights Museum. It is inside of a national park, the only one of its kind. It's the only stadium/park inside of a national park in the United States. And you saw for yourself a breathtaking view of the Great Falls, which is our Niagara.
Yeah, I love it.
Our city.
Yeah, it's
our
awesome.
City was founded by Alexander Hamilton. We're building a river walk, a rooftop restaurant, a food hall to accentuate the diversity and dining options that Patterson has. So we're really developing in that area, and I believe it's going to be a top-notch tourist attraction on the East Coast.
I think so, too. It's not that far from New York City, and the more people that become aware of it, I know people in Jersey know, and that's also why. It's not just a black
that's
thing,
right.
It's a Jersey thing. I'm like, this happening in the state that I was born and raised and grew up in, you know, I got to put on for it. And I appreciate you. You're the man. I know you're doing the work behind the scenes because I can see it. I went out there last year for the ribbon cutting of the field, and you know, it was great to be there today as well.
No, we were happy to have you, Keith, and I'm telling you, you got a lot of fans here in Patterson and in the greater Patterson area. Now, unfortunately, a lot of them take exception, and you can probably include me in there, with you being a Yankees fan. But nobody's perfect, Keith.
I heard it.
Come on, Keith.
What's my guy's name? He had on the gray suit. He's got the glasses, nice haircut. I met him last year. He's a Mets fan as well. He was getting at me. He's like, I like you.
What
he's like,
say?
But take it easy on my Mets. And I'm like, bro, you know it's all part of the game. I'm like, I'm a Yankee
fan.
It is. I don't have a problem with the Mets. I have a problem with some of the Mets fans and how they try to get at me online. But it's all entertainment.
I'm not a hater, Keith. Come on, Keith.
No, you had the Mets socks on. This guy had the Mets socks on today.
I was representing. I was going to wear the tie. That would have been a little too obvious. And the president of Montclair has been such a strong ally and supporter and partner. I didn't want to alienate him too much. Dr. Capel's quite the visionary leader.
I know you know my guy's name that I'm talking about. He works with the kids. He had the gray suit on. He's a Hispanic guy. He had the black glasses. I know his name because I talked to him in May at the ribbon cutting and again today. And he's a big Mets fan.
You may be referring to Luis Velez.
I think that's who it is. Yeah, shout out to him.
Is that him?
He's like, I saw you at Yankee Stadium with the Beware of Dog sign. He's like, you're crazy, man. I'm like, I'm a crazy Yankees fan. And I understand the game. And as we're talking about the bleacher creatures tonight, sitting in the bleachers, part of the theme of the bleachers and the bleacher creatures is we're not Mets fans. The Mets suck. Take the wave to Shea. It's just part of it. It's a rivalry.
Oh, man, Keith, let's get back on track, man.
I'm sorry.
You and our friends here.
I'm sorry. I know.
I meant what I said. I'm going to create an official organizing committee to bring that game here, and I want you to serve on that committee with me and others.
I'm down.
That can help make it happen. Okay, that's it, Keith. We're on air. You said yes. All your fans on the fan heard you. Keith McPherson has joined forces with the city of Patterson, and our goal is to bring a Major League Baseball game to Hinchliffe Stadium.
We'll make a way. We'll figure it out. We'll get it done.
We will, sir.
Appreciate you, Dre.
Like
I know all your friends call you Dre. I overhear that, so I was like, all right.
Yeah, you're my friend, Keith. Thank you. I like that a lot. You made my day when you said that.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you. Thanks for calling.
Appreciate you too, Keith. Yes, sir. Take it. Thanks for joining us today. Really.